Will.
Thank you. There has been renewed interest on fiber material, cotton fiber maturity. However, it does not lack a length or strength. This has very well-defined terms and technologies. When we're talking about, like, for example, length, we're talking upper half mean length or upper quartile length. You know, we number by length by number, length by weight. We all know what we are talking about. However, for maturity, sometimes the terms are really not very standardized. I'm trying to scratch the surface to give some new definitions. That's the maturity ratio by number, maturity ratio by cross-section area, and maturity ratio by weight. By doing that, I have to talk about the definitions, how the sample preparation would affect the result. First, the maturity definition by ASTM, I just say the degree of fiber wall development. It does not give you much idea how you quantify that, how you characterize that. Then maturity by ASTM D 1442 is by the sodium hydroxide and the polarized. Here, the maturity is just called maturity. It's very simple. You count the number of mature fiber and divide it by the total number of the sample times 100. And here, the N1 is the maturity, is the number of mature fibers. N is the total number of fibers. However, we can see there are some shortcomings for such a definition. First, a fiber is either mature or not mature. And there's nothing in between. And for one sample, the calculation for one sample, you just get one number. There's no distribution. Besides the maturity by the STM, there's a very popular way to define fiber maturity is by circularity or theta. The definition for theta is the wall area divided by the area of a circle having the same parameters. That's a long time ago by Lord and Heap. It's very well accepted. And by, let's say theta, the maturity ratio is just the theta divided by a constant. I like this definition better because by this way, each fiber has a different theta or maturity ratio. For theta, the range is 0 to 1, and it has a distribution. I've been talking about distributions for several years. When you know distribution, you know the whole picture. And generally, the maturity ratio, I will define by number because it's just the maturity ratio of each fiber. You make a average. Actually, the maturity ratio reported by APHIS or image analysis is APHIS is the maturity ratio by number. We look at the distribution by number, there's a problem, I think. Here, if you look at the cross-section, some fibers have a very large cross-section and some other fibers very small. If you average the maturity, to me, it did not give you the full picture. The larger fibers should carry more weight, especially if you're thinking in the situation of a young cross-section. You want to know what's really maturity ratio. It should carry a weight on by the cross-section area. So I'm introducing the first new definition is the maturity ratio by cross-section area. It's very simple. You get the maturity ratio, and you divide it by a constant. I mean, you multiply by the area of the fiber. Then you divide it by the average cross section of the fiber. So if the area for that single fiber is larger, then the average, it carries more weight. If it's smaller, it carries less weight. That's the whole idea of the cross-section area. And the mean number of the mean of cotton fiber maturity ratio by area is very simple. However, if we think further, cotton fiber is not two dimension. It's a three dimension. It has a length. If a longer fiber, it could be the as long as three short fibers. So cross-section did not give you the picture, full picture again. So really, the give you more information is the maturity ratio by weight. This definition, again, is very simple. It's the maturity ratio of each fiber. Then you times it by the weight of that fiber and divide it by the average weight of the total sample. If the fiber is, if the weight is larger than the average weight of each fiber, it carries more weight. Otherwise, it carries less weight. That's the whole idea. In this test, as I just started, I have 12 samples. It's all calibration cottons with different macro layer. And here are some of the properties of half mean length. This is the theta. This is the area of the cotton. And the samples were tested on APHIS, and with each individual fiber data saved. Save include theta, area, and the length. And then using that single fiber data, I calculated maturity ratio by number, maturity ratio by section area, and maturity ratio by weight. Based on the single fiber, I see very clearly the fibers have larger cross-section tends to be more mature. In this, as I have selected four typical samples, and here is the theta, it's the maturity, and this is cross-section area. For all the samples I saw has a positive relationship. It's a larger cross area or thicker fibers tend to be more mature. And the similar chart can be plotted for weight. It's longer fiber. Usually, it's, if you think fibers are longer, carries more weight, longer fibers tend to be more mature. This is the correlation coefficient between theta and area. It's all positive, and the theta against weight are also all positive correlation. Here are the results. It's maturity ratio by number, maturity ratio by cross-section area, maturity ratio by weight. Firstly, on average, the maturity ratio by area calculated is about 8% higher than the maturity ratio by number. And the maturity ratio by weight is even higher, about 14%. It makes sense if you think thicker fibers tend to be more mature. Higher weight or longer fibers tend to be more mature. Then these longer fibers or thicker fibers carry more weight. Then the maturity ratio calculated is larger. That's the first observation. Then how about the different parameters is ranking the fibers. At this time, the first I ranked it by maturity ratio by number is ABCD. Then I rank it by the area. They have to they showed the same ranking order. When I ranked it by material ratio by weight, the rank changed a little bit. The D, it shifted lower. And so to me, this really the whole idea of defined differently, because the different parameters contains different information. So I think this method is especially useful for breeders, because if you think cotton fiber, if you in breeding programs, you want to select which one has a better maturity value, and if you're using one, it may miss the whole picture, because maturity is not a simple, it has a correlation with other properties. I mean, length, cross-section would have an impact on the total evaluation of maturity. Before I conclude my presentation, I would also to mention a few things. There are many, many other properties, factors could affect the test results. One is the sampling and the sample preparation. For example, if you have a sample, it's saliva. If you select a sample by cutting the saliva here, the sample, I would call it, it's length biased. What does this mean? It's when you cut the fiber, not each fiber has an equal opportunity to be selected. The longer the fiber, it has more chance to be selected. So this is length biased. If in case in this sample, you have a fiber, longer fiber has more mature, then this causes bias on your test results. On the other hand, if you test differently, if you make the sample into a suitable array, it arranges the fiber into different length groups. If you test every fiber in each group, that means every fiber has an equal opportunity to be tested. It's not a length bias, it's a number bias. If you have a lot of shorter fibers, it's immature, then you carry a lot of weight because there are a lot of them. It's a number based. So I think that's the whole idea, is we need some standard terminology and to really to define the maturity, what method we use. It's number based, or it's a bias, or it's a length bias. What are you talking about? That's important. On summary, its new maturity ratio by area and by weight are defined. Fiber maturity has positive correlation with the fiber cross section, area, and weight. From the small set of test results, the maturity ratio by area and maturity by weight are about 8% or 14% higher than the maturity ratio by number respectively. And the three parameters may rank sample maturity differently. And in the future, so that we need to test more samples, we want to find the relationship between the maturity ratios, the parameters with other fiber properties, and more importantly, to see what the impact on young properties, which one predicts the young properties better. I would like to thank you for Melissa, the technician, for helping with the experiments. Thank you.